Jerry Doyle Show.
I got a text from our guest, Anita Finley. It says, Jerry, I am GOME. G-O-M-E. Thanks, Anita. And this whole texting thing isn't working for me, folks, because I'm looking, I'm going, GOME? She's GOME? What does that mean? Good on Monday evening? Going on my errands? What the hell is GOME? Oh, it was a typo. I am home. Thanks. Anita Finley joining us on the program. Author, actress, blogger, EpicTimes.com contributor. Her book, Dirty Words on Clean Skin, spending 16 weeks, number one position on Amazon.com's Women in Politics list. Anita, welcome back.
Thank you so much, Jerry. You know, you don't have to blow my credibility. I am GOME.
I am GOME. I am woman, hear me, GOME.
Isn't that fabulous?
Don't you hate these phones? I mean, it's they do that autocorrect, and it's, no, I didn't want to send that word. Then you got to say will, not hill. It's just, oh, God.
Now, what I wind up doing, because I also have an iPad, and now I have a permanent signature line that says, please excuse any typos or autocorrects from this bizarre keyboard.
Right. I'm getting that from people with the, right, exactly. Just like it has a mind of its own. You know, I'm having a troubled relationship with Siri. She's not getting my sense of humor. And she's like saying to me things like, I will ignore that. And I'm like, yeah, I was doing, like, I was talking to Siri this morning. I wanted to find out another term for smoke jumpers, you know, the guys that jump into the fires.
Yes.
And I started off with a little Dan Aykroyd humor from SNL. I went, Siri, you ignorant slut. Which, remember, Dan. And she goes, I will ignore that. Because remember when Dan Aykroyd did that with Jane Curtin?
Yes, of course. It's famous.
Right. But you don't do that anymore now, do you? Now everything's so politically correct. Like, you can't say, Jane, you ignorant slut, in the best of humorous intentions, because everybody is just so absolutely on the edge about anything and everything that gets said. We've kind of, that's why SNL just to me isn't just funny anymore. They've lost their edge.
Well, I think that's true in many environments, but I think it also depends on what forum you're in the first place. If you're in a political forum, now everybody's got an iPhone. Everybody's watching every single thing you do, and they're looking to sensationalize and make a dollar off of it. I think right. If a politician was out, you know, the politicians we had running 50 years ago, I don't know that any of them could have gotten elected to be dog catcher, frankly, if you right. had to conform to the standards that you do today, because everything is scrutinized. You know, and sometimes it is scrutinized correctly. Some things do require the kind of attention they get, and then sometimes we're making a mountain out of a molehill. That's for sure.
You know, I pulled some audio for you from MSNBC with Chuck Todd this morning, and I refer to MSNBC as the network of beta boys and bitchy broads. That's how I look at the people on MSNBC.
Okay.
Like the guys on MSNBC to me are the ones who cry after sex. That's kind of how I look at the MSNBC uber caring crowd. But this morning with Chuck Todd on MSNBC, former Mississippi Governor Haley Barbour, the Republican, was being interviewed about the Hoboken, New Jersey mayor, who's a woman, who was challenging Chris Christie with regard to the monies that were coming from Superstorm Sandy and, you know, all of the ramifications of that little political kerfuffle that's taking place on the day that Chris Christie was sworn in for his second term. But, you know,
funds were withheld, yeah.
Right. And, you know, like when I see you or we talk off the air, I say, you're a cool chick or you're a great broad. And you're not offended by that. But he was referring to the mayor of Hoboken in a certain way that just rubbed me the wrong way. Take a listen to the exchange between Haley Barbour and Chuck Todd.
Okay. Let me ask you, there's some people that took some offense. You called her a lady mayor on CNN. I assume that is not something you meant to say.
Well, I didn't mean for it to be taken the wrong way, and somebody wrote me a note about it. I wrote her back and said, thanks for the constructive criticism.
You believe that was the wrong thing to say? Is that what you're saying?
I don't think it's beneficial. There's certainly no difference between a lady mayor and a man mayor, except in this Christie story, the first person was a mayor who happened to be a man. The second person was a mayor who happened to be a lady, and you don't want to get them mixed up. But that wasn't the right way to go at it. I thought the lady who wrote me about it was constructive criticism, and I told her that, and I said it.
Lady Mayor. Well, then why did you call her a Lady Mayor? Because the Republicans, Anita, are trying to expand the tent. They want to get blacks. They want to get Hispanics. They want to get women. They want to get gays. But then you got a guy like Haley Barbour, who's a throwback to sitting on the front porch whittling. And he's like, oh, that Lady Mayor out of Hoboken, New Jersey. I mean, he set the outreach program back.
He's not helping himself. Look, you know, you and I have discussed this, and you said this yourself. It's like, why do you have to put a qualifier? Oh, the black mayor of blah, blah, blah. Who cares? Why don't we just, you know, isn't it what, since we just had Martin Luther King's birthday in honor of the man, why don't we do what he said? You know, it's character. You judge someone by the content of their character, not the color of their skin or their gender or their sexuality. Why do you have to put a qualifier in front of any of these comments? I think that was the point that was being made there because you know, he's not helping himself.
No, he's not helping the Republicans either. That lady mayor. You see, the first person I was talking about, he was the man mayor. And then the second person I was talking about, that was a lady mayor, not a female mayor. But a lady mayor, I think it goes a long way in explaining why the Republicans are doing so lousy and losing 5 out of the last 6 presidential popular votes.
Well, that is in great part, but unfortunately, the kind of sexism or double standard that we see is still operating in both parties, and it's operating on both sides of the media.
It's nutty. It's just absolutely nutty. I mean, this whole thing is making me crazy. I mean, I like the MLK Day. That 17,000-word interview that was done with The New Yorker with President Obama, and it all boils down to one word, race, and everybody makes it all about race. There was so much other stuff in there in that interview that I thought was worthy of discussion, but nope. I guess for ratings, they decided race sells.
Well, anything that's sensational today sells. And, you know, it is unfortunate because we do have so many other issues that we need to delve into. So to boil that down to that kind of one word, no, this is crazy. Also is nothing but divisive. That's the only thing it's designed to do, is to make everything into a horse race, to make everything into, you know, WWE, which we don't need. But, you know, regarding the kind of big tent stuff that you were talking about with sexism, and look at, you know, the latest controversy.
Time Magazine. We'll talk. We got to take a break. You know how it works, Anita. We'll talk about the Time cover of Hillary Clinton stepping on a little man, and Elizabeth Hasselbeck's comments that feminists and wussy men are a threat to national security. When we get back, stick with us.
The Jerry Doyle Show.